I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down. Hey guys.
It's us. We are coming at you extremely sleep deprived.
I know you're going to be shocked when you hear that information.
Okay, last week I did tell you that I was going to be like not okay because I moved and then I flew to Minnesota, did Taylor Fest and flew home. And I would like to say my prediction came true. I'm not okay.
Except even worse because it's Grammy's day also.
Yes. So we are live recording while watching the Grammys today.
So you're going to hear all of our reactions to anything and everything that's about to occur this evening.
Yes. And we did this once before with the VMAs and it was really fun. And it was also when Taylor announced Midnights. So we just thought we would do it again since the Grammys are tonight. But before we get into all of that, we're going to recap our weekend and kind of give our life update. This is our Girls That Live in Delusion segment because we're delusional.
And we are living in it.
So this weekend we flew to Minnesota because we had Taylor Fest in Twin Cities. And I'll let you go first because you flew in before me.
Right.
Because I was moving.
So this was, I think we talked about this before, but this was like our first show like solo.
Yeah. Because we, Taylor Fest had a show in Chicago and a show in Twin Cities. And so we had a split up.
Yeah. And then Kendra and everybody else took Chicago.
Yeah.
So this is like a really weird weekend because we had two shows and we all had shows but we weren't all together and it was really weird.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. It was a really good day. Well, I don't know about the Chicago show, but Twin City slayed. So
yeah, that's all we know.
It was really fun. But I got in. Our friend Gabby came with us. She did photos for us this weekend and she and I flew in Friday night and we like got to our hotel. And we got let into the room and this is my biggest fear in the entire world is getting let into a hotel room that somebody else is already in. And this is something that like I saw one TikTok about it and I've been so scared of it ever since. And then I don't know if I ever told this story on here before, but when I was doing Rover one time last year,
oh my God,
I forgot about this exact moment. Yeah, me too. I do Rover like on the side and I did Rover last year and I basically, long story short, she locked me out of the house on accident and so maintenance had to come let me in and they let me into the wrong apartment and there was a man just sitting in his apartment and I just walked right up his garage. Like I walked into his garage, up his stairs, and I was just in his kitchen and it was so deeply uncomfortable. So it's like my biggest fear. Like I'm always so scared that that's gonna happen to me in a hotel.
Yeah.
Either like that I'm going to be on the receiving end or that I will walk in and somebody will be in there. Okay. So we get to our hotel. We finally get our room. We go up. And we open the door and the lights are already on. And at this point, it's like 9 p.m., maybe even 10. And I'm like, okay, when you get into a new hotel room, the lights are never on.
Yeah.
And so that was my first red flag. And then I glanced a little bit further and there was a flannel. The beds were made. Sorry. The beds were made. And there's a flannel like laid across the bed and then a half drinking Gatorade sitting on the couch. And I was like, absolutely not. So there wasn't anybody in there, thank God. But we immediately turned back around, went back downstairs, and we were like, hey, I think you gave us a room that somebody else is in. And they basically tried to tell us that it was a dirty room that had forgot, like it got marked as clean even though it wasn't. And I was like, okay, but like the beds were completely made, so that's weird. Like I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
So they moved us to a new room. It was fine, but it was just like that was like borderline my biggest fear almost coming true.
And yeah, it's just like how does that happen?
I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah, like you'd think that their computer system would like be smarter than that.
Yeah. So then anyway, got the new room. Sorry, I'm yawning.
No, like you guys are getting like I'm not kidding, we can't stop yawning. Like my eyes are bloodshot. My eyes are bloodshot when we got to Minnesota. They're still bloodshot.
So long.
Like you guys were so tired.
Anyway, so next morning we wake up, Aspen was supposed to leave and she didn't.
Yeah, so it snowed and I drove to the airport, got on the plane, everything was cool.
It was raining
and then it started snowing
after
once we boarded.
Yeah.
And then you know we were sitting there for a while. I read like a good chunk of my book and then I was like, you know what, why haven't we taken off? It's been an hour. And I was in the like there was no one on my plane, like less than 30 people. And so I was like in the very front all by myself, and the flight attendants were really nice. I just, if you're a nice flight attendant, like, you have my whole entire heart, because of like how much we travel. Like, it really does make all the difference to me. And like, there's some people, I've come across so many flight attendants that are just so rude, and like, you'll ask like a simple question and they're just like snappy with you, and you're just like, okay, like, I'm sorry. But the people on my plane were really nice. And so if you fly where there's snow or like cold temperature, you have to like get de-iced.
Yes, I hate flying in the winter because of the de-icing.
And so it takes like an extra 20 minutes. So we got de-iced, but then we had to like do something else. They were trying to explain it to me, because I like looked up and the guy like made eye contact with me, the flight attendant. And I was like, you know, just kind of like looking around, like, what's going on? Why has it been an hour and we haven't moved? And he was like, so, he was like telling me, he's like, we had to get de-iced and now we're like doing something else to like keep the snow off the like wings from freezing or something. And so we like did all that, but then the temperature dropped 10 degrees while that was happening. So they had to recalibrate the entire like system of the plane. He was literally just telling me all this. I was like, okay.
So if you listen to this podcast every week, you know that neither, like, all of this makes complete sense for us. Like, of course this would happen.
But we also like fly so much that it's like, the odds of this like happening aren't zero.
But I mean, like, the fact that we landed, got a bad hotel room, and then also got like, of course.
Like, of course. So yeah, we went through the whole entire thing. Then by the time they had recalibrated the plane, they needed to get de-iced again.
Right.
So we had to, we were first on the runway. We couldn't take off because they had to recalibrate everything. Then we drove all the way back to the de-icing, got de-iced or whatever. And at this point, I'd been 2 hours. So I was sitting in the plane for 2 hours, which is awesome for me. Because, you know, I hate small spaces, but it's fine. And it's okay. I had, like, the whole front to myself. So I was, like, honestly fine. Like, I read my whole entire book. And the flight attendants kept being like, okay, this is a good chance to stand up. Like, I would if I were you. And I was like, oh, God, we're going to be here forever.
Which, also, I don't know if you guys remember this, but a couple weeks ago, we had the conversation about how we've like never been affected by weather.
Yeah.
Until I couldn't make it to Omaha for up all night.
And now we're
cursed.
And
we were so scared it was going to happen this weekend. Yeah. Luckily, we ended up being fine. Yeah. But like, it was so scary for a second there.
Yeah. So I told the guy, because like we had just gotten de-iced for the second time. And I was like, what happens if like it doesn't work now and we have to like do the whole thing again? He's like, we just have to keep doing it. And I was like, annoying. Cool. I was like, he's like, what are you like traveling for? I was like, oh, work. Like, I really need to be there by 6 p.m. Like, I just need to be in Minnesota by 6 p.m. I don't care what happens before that. And he's like, we will get you to Minnesota by 6 p.m.
Like, he was like, I will personally take you to Minnesota.
I was like, you are my hero. Thank you. You don't know what I'm traveling for and you don't need to know. But all you need to know is that it's work.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we finally took off. It was a really easy flight. Ever since then, like, it was fine. And then once I landed, a bunch of flights got canceled. So, like, yeah, I got out at the perfect time. I think I was, like, one of the last flights. So, that was awesome. And then I get in my Uber. And I Ubered directly from the airport to the Mall of America, as tourists do.
All of the people that are listening to this podcast from our Twin Cities show that, like, we forced all of you to listen, you guys are going to be like, you did not go to the fucking Mall of America. Unfortunately, I spent about 5 hours in the Mall of America on Saturday before Taylor Fest.
Okay, yeah, so you can say what you did at the Mall of America until I got there.
So, well, as it stuck on our airplane, we woke up, we got our free continental breakfast in the hotel, we went to a cute coffee shop around the corner, and then at some point we were like, what if Aspen can't make it? And I was like, you know, I think it would be really sad.
It would be fine.
And like, it would be fine. It just wouldn't be the same, obviously.
Yeah.
But we like, whatever. And so we were like talking about it and I was like, yeah, I'm not sure. And then I was like, oh my God, what if we have to go to the Mall of America without Aspen? Because
even worse than the show.
No, because we had been talking, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but like we've been talking about Margaritaville for literally so long, because we had a show the day that Jimmy Buffett died.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out that like we all love Jimmy Buffett. And so
I mean, I can't say I'm a giant Jimmy Buffett fan, but like, I mean, after trying his margarita, I could say I might be.
Like, I can't say I'm a giant Jimmy Buffett fan, but like, my dad, like, I grew up listening to him. My dad loves Jimmy Buffett. My parents like saw Jimmy Buffett, whatever. And so we've been talking about it for like quite literally months. It's been like this running joke that we have to go to Margaritaville together. Mm-hmm. And so we found out there was one in Mall of America. So ever since we found out who our crew was for this show, we've all been talking about going together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if Aspen can't go to Margaritaville, like, That's going to be so sad.
I texted them and I was like, you guys just go after two hours.
So we did go to the mall without her, but we like did Margaritaville very last. So
yeah,
it ended up being fine. Aspen made it. Mm-hmm. But we like, I need to make a TikTok about this because we like just ate our way through Mall of America.
It's like the TikToks of people who eat at Disneyland.
Yes, it's literally that, but me at Mall of America. We started at Auntie Anne's, of course, because mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with Auntie Anne's. Emily had a gift card, so thanks, Emily, for buying our pretzels. We all split a little pretzel cup, and then we like walked around a little bit. We saw the amusement park, as one does. God, what else did we do? We went to Five Below. There's just like so many stores in that place.
It's, you guys, the Mall of America is like, it's, I don't even know how to explain it. No, like, I truly don't.
It's the craziest place on earth. And then we were walking towards Margaritaville at this point because we had been like lollygagging around the mall for like hours. And so we're walking towards Margaritaville and we see across the hallway, a Rainforest Cafe.
I haven't heard that name in years.
And some of you might be too young to remember Rainforest Cafe, but they used to be in like every mall. And it was like this huge deal to have lunch there. They have like this, they have like,
you're in a rainforest.
You are. And they do a thunderstorm every 20 minutes.
There's animals moving in the ceiling, like fake animals.
Like animatronic.
It's like
gorillas.
It's like a Disneyland vibe.
It's so crazy in there. And the food's pretty decent, I'm going to be honest.
5-star dining.
So we went in there, but there was a 2-hour wait to get a table. So we sat at the bar at the Rainforest Cafe for like an hour and a half, waiting for Aspen. And then Aspen met us at the Rainforest Cafe. And then we went from the Rainforest Cafe to Margaritaville.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I got into my Uber and, you know, it said Mall of America. And the Uber goes straight to the Mall of America,
like from the airport. Yeah, from the airport, so funny.
With my like luggage, I was like, "Yep." He's like, "From? Are you from California?" And I was like, "No, Colorado." He's like, "Tourists love the Mall of America." And I was like, "Yeah, my friends and I are having lunch there." And he was like, "Okay, that's awesome." But he was like, "I go to the Mall of America quite a bit."
Well, because it's their only mall.
Yeah. So like, honestly, that is my nightmare. But
like, that's terrifying. Like,
it was fun to go to Margaritaville. No,
concealer.
So he drops me off. He was so nice, but he drops me off, and I was like, okay, cool. You're on the third floor. So I go up to the third floor. I look at my map. 0.5 miles to get to the restaurant in the same mall, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
And
like,
it wasn't
this mall's
even on
too
the
big.
Other end. Like, no, it was probably like halfway
middle
through the mall.
Like,
yeah,
the whole mall is probably like 2 miles long. Yeah. You guys, this mall, like,
we walked like 8 miles on Saturday.
I hate that mall. Like, I like it, but I truly hate it.
Like, we're not going again.
No,
we've seen what we need to see now.
Like, I never want to go back
there. Now that we've done the Margaritaville, we can do something else next time again.
It was fun to like go sit down and eat. Like, I liked that.
Yeah.
But like, walking around that mall, no.
Like,
I,
if
like,
you're going
malls
to lunch, sure. Because
yeah,
they have like fun little restaurants in there.
I just like truly hate every mall, and I it's just not my space. It's not for me.
So funny.
But I could see how it, like, the first time we went, I was like, okay, this
yeah,
is something,
like,
that
it's
you,
something
need
you need
to
see. To
see
it.
Yeah.
And then
this
you
is like
on
the most America place on earth.
It is.
But yeah, it's crazy there. But Margaritaville was good. You can follow us at Taylorfest Eats and you can see our Margaritaville experience.
Yeah, the
Margaritaville.
Okay, also, at this point, I had eaten so many different foods. I had like breakfast at the hotel. I had my Auntie Anne's pretzels. I had mozzarella sticks at Rainforest Cafe. And then we got to Margaritaville and we wanted the souvenir blender cups. So I got a 22-ounce margarita. I got maybe 3 ounces into that margarita and I felt like deathly ill.
Yeah,
for a good
you
20
were like,
minutes.
I'm sweating. I was like, oh no.
I started sweating. I was like, I literally was not okay. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't drink anything. I was like, I'm not well. And then it passed and I was fine. And I did finish my entire margarita.
Yeah, you did good.
I did.
We got blenders. If you were at the Minnesota show and you saw us with like blenders at the DJ booth, those are from Margaritaville.
Yeah, those were souvenirs.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
then
we had
the show.
We spent way too long at the mall. We went to the show. The show was great.
I DJ'd.
Yeah, Kaya did so well DJing.
Thanks, Aspen.
No, like for real. For real, for real. It went on without a hitch.
It was really funny because the first few songs, also like for those of you that was your first Taylor Fest, if you went to that show, I hope you had no idea, but my hands were shaking, bro. I would like go to type in a song and my fingers were like,
no, it went so well.
But that was the first few. And then after that, I was fine.
No, it was perfect. And everyone was so nice. Like, we love all the Swifties in
it was really
Twin
funny
Cities.
Because yeah, we love Swifties. They're just like, you guys are so nice. Yeah. I don't know if any of you actually listen to this.
Yeah.
But we like made an announcement about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we obviously brought like our little business cards with the QR codes as we do. And everybody took the QR codes. And then for those of you who took pictures with us.
Yeah, we had a little meet and greet. It was so fun.
It was really cute and so random because it's never happened before.
I know, and I loved every second of it. I love attention.
I literally turned to Aspen and I go, what just happened?
No, I know. It was actually so crazy.
Because there was like six people lined up.
When people were like, can we take a picture with you? I'm like, yeah, you want me to take a picture of you? Okay. Yeah.
Well, and it was like, that happens like throughout the night every so often, but it was the way that there was like quite literally like a line.
Yeah, it was fun. And like, it was just fun to dance with
everyone. So I hope that every single person that took a picture of this is now listening to this episode.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
And thanks for coming to Taylor Fest.
You joined a very chaotic episode. Yeah. I swear it's not normally going to be like this.
No,
you just got to hang on.
Yeah. But we had so much fun in Twin Cities.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I do have to tell a couple of tales.
Okay.
So, again, this is my first time DJing. And usually, like, I field the requests for Kendra. Like, mm-hmm. someone, and then I don't tell her the request if it's bad. Mm-hmm. But I had to just take the requests and say yes or no when they asked. And there was a girl that asked at the very beginning, and I don't, if this was you and I heard you wrong, I'm sorry. But if I heard you correctly.
Personal apology.
I stand by my answer. There was this girl that came up to me, and our friend Emily came with us, and she DJs up all night. So she was like there for backup and whatever help we needed, and it was great. But like, she doesn't know all the lore. So this girl came up to me, and I swear to God, I thought she said, I'm 90% sure she said, can you play Thug Story? Which
we don't play that.
No. And I will I just hate Swifties that are obsessed with that song. Like, I'm sorry. It just really pisses me off. Anyway, but this, I swear that's what she said. And I said, absolutely not. Like, I did not sugarcoat. I literally was like, absolutely not. And I turned to Emily and she goes, did she request Love Story? And I was like, what? But also Emily doesn't know that there's a Thug Story that exists.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. Anyway, if you requested Love Story and I told you absolutely not, we did play Love Story. So I hope you realize that I heard you wrong.
Imagine they're like, those girls literally
but
hate Love Story.
If you came to Taylor Fest and you requested Thug Story, I need you to reevaluate your priorities here. Because what are you doing?
That's like such a funny miscommunication that I would never think about that.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hoping she said Love Story just because.
I'm not.
It'd be funnier if we said absolutely not and then played it an hour later.
Yeah.
And then there's this other lady that came up to us at like the very end. Like, it's like 12:15, and if you've never been to a Taylor Fest, we usually start playing like the deep cuts. Like, we slow it down in the last like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Mind you, Aspen and I had been talking about what to play for the last 30 minutes of the show for probably an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had a running list and we kept changing it. Like, it was and we were trying to time it perfectly to be done at 12:30 like we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a perfectly curated playlist for the last 30 minutes. And this girl comes up at 12:15 and she goes, we're playing My Tears Ricochet. Okay. Like, we're playing the slow songs on purpose at this point.
That people are requesting.
Yeah. Like, we're playing the requests. We're playing the deep cuts. We always end with like Long Live or something. So like, we're slow it down for the last part of the show. Otherwise people aren't going to leave.
Yeah.
And so this girl comes up and she goes, can you guys like speed this up? And I was like, My Tears Ricochet?
She's like, this is so slow.
And she's like, can you just like pick it up a little bit? And I was like, girl, no, we leave it 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, this is it.
Also, these are songs I want to hear right now. I like the deep cuts.
Yeah.
So.
And like, maybe go listen to Folklore. Like, yeah. What are you doing? She's going to, oh, I can't say that. Never mind.
Cut that out.
Oops.
Cut that out.
But like, it was just so weird. Like, I was like, okay, Taylor has slow songs. Like, what are you doing? It was
the
so
thing about
weird.
Like us is we really try to be well-rounded. Like,
yeah,
we're gonna play something off of every album, and like, we love Folklore and Evermore, and I feel like a lot of other club nights like kind of ignore those albums, so we try to make sure that we do play those albums.
But it's also hard to like integrate them into the night without it like throwing off the whole vibe.
Yeah, so we try to like put it towards the end. So that's like, if you do come a little later in the night and you're like, where are all the fast songs? You have to come at the beginning.
Yeah.
But like, we'll play like anything you want. But yeah, it was a great, it was so fun. Twin Cities,
some really fun,
so
people,
fun.
Really
yeah.
Nice people.
And follow Perfect Night Productions on Instagram to see where Taylor Fest is coming next, because we have a lot of fun shows that we're announcing soon.
We do. Yeah. We have a fun year.
Yeah.
Ahead.
Fun city. So get your tickets. And yeah, let's move on to our next segment. Obsessive Little Me.
Where we talk about what we're hyper fixated on this week.
Okay, you tell me what you're hyper fixated on.
I don't know. I don't think I've talked about that. Did I talk about the coffee cream around here before?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Did I?
I don't know.
Oh God. I'm gonna say it again if you've heard this already. We're not okay. I can't remember if I've just like told you about it or not.
Yeah, I know you told me about it. Just say it.
Okay, there's a Califia Farms almond milk creamer, and it's chocolate covered strawberry flavored, and I'm still obsessed with it. It's so good. So there's that.
I need to try that.
If I said it already, I'm still obsessed with it, so it still counts.
Yeah.
And I do, in fact, love a freeze-dried Skittle.
Yeah.
So.
Mine is, oh my God, why do I like not like anything right now?
I feel like we've just been really busy.
Yeah.
It's like, hard to be hyper-fixated on stuff when you're busy.
I like don't have a second to breathe. Mine is honestly being in my bed at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I love more than that moment right now. Like, I've been getting up, going, getting in bed. And, like, that's when I'm like, okay.
I've also been reading.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
You should be. I've also been reading this weird little, like, small town cowboy romance novel series that's free on Kindle Unlimited.
Please.
I wouldn't say I'm hyper fixated, but I will be finishing the series. Except cowboy for the one about romance. The single parent. I don't really fuck with, once there's like a single parent involved, I'm out, man. Because it's always like about the kid and like it's just like
that's too much.
It's like when they write books and the girl gets pregnant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like romance novels when the girl gets pregnant. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
You just ruined the whole plot.
Speaking of books that like we don't like, the book I was reading on the airplane. Okay, I need someone to I could talk about this book for hours. Okay, the book is called I think it's Edvika and the Hollywood Wives. And it was so promising at the beginning. It's like kind of.
It's kind of giving like Evelyn.
It's kind of giving Evelyn Hugo, but like not really.
Like the title sounds like
Hugo. The title. It's like about like Hollywood.
Right.
But.
Well.
Yeah. So like it kind of is. But like it's a very different story than Evelyn Hugo. Like it's not like the same story at all. It's like just like in the entertainment industry. But I picked up this book. I was like, oh my God, this looks so good. I started it. Could not put it down. It was so good. I swear halfway through the book, I literally was like, what is going on? Like.
Did it just take like a big turn?
Yeah, like I want you to read this book, but like I don't want to put you through it.
Okay,
you know, like I just
need
to talk to someone about it. If anyone has read this book, let me know. Honestly,
is there like a spark note somewhere that I can
maybe
read so I can? I want you to rant, but I want to.
I just like I'll just give you guys some spoilers. Spoiler alert! If you're gonna read it,
okay. Well, I don't think you should read it because I'm just gonna give it the worst.
But
review.
Honestly, like I wouldn't give it like a horrible review because like at first I was super interested and I was like, oh my God, this book is so like. Good. Like I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
I just like didn't I hated the main character. And like I can't
that's hard.
I hate when I don't like
the
main character.
That's hard.
It was it's basically about this girl who is like has nothing going for her. She's trying to be a screenwriter and she works as like a bartender at like Oscar like events and like fancy like Hollywood events, like trying to make money in the meantime. And she like had like a lot of tragedy in her life. And like, so she's going through like a really hard time. And this older, like really, really successful producer, like is speaking to her at like an Oscars after party. And like, eventually like they get together. He's like in his 70s. She's 20, like
no.
seven. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So that was like the first thing I was like, okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And then I kind of just like put out my mind and I was like, okay, I'm going to pretend he's like 40. And because they didn't like bring up his age a lot. And so I was like, whatever. It's a book. Like, I don't actually have to like see them.
Yeah, me.
Because like it was like good. Like
no,
at
that's
first
disturbing.
I was like, okay. Yeah.
That's so, really disturbing.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't written in the way of like he's like,
yeah,
like it wasn't creepy.
Right.
They brought up his age like twice, and then I was kind of just like, okay,
yeah,
like kind of
like,
forgot about it.
Why is that plotline necessary?
And that should have been my first red flag.
Right.
So then,
if
it
I
basically
saw that, I
goes
like,
on
no.
to yeah, it basically goes on to like they get married, and like 3 months later after meeting, and
they get married.
They get married.
I, like,
she moves into his house.
Oh
and
God.
This is where I was like, okay, this is not going where I thought it was going to go. Like, I thought, I don't know what I thought was going to happen. But so then she, like, does a deep dive into, like, all of his, like, ex-wives.
Oh God.
And, like, the whole thing is, like, I don't even know how to explain this. The whole thing is, like, she's, like, feels trapped in her marriage.
Well.
And, like, she, like, is, no, I know, just just wait.
Girl,
like
the call's coming from inside the house.
The problem is like she does all this research into like the ex-wives, and like the ex-wives like didn't like him either, obviously, because they divorced him.
Well,
and so like he didn't have any successful relationships, and so she's like, this right. is doomed, like I don't like him, like blah blah blah. Well. But then like they talk and she likes him. But the problem is like the author made her so unlikable. Her inner monologue is like so frustrating. Sorry, so I'm like confusing. Ranting so much about this book, but like I literally finished it and I was like, what did I just read? And then the end just like sped up and it just ended randomly in the worst way possible. And like, you guys, I just need someone to tell me that they've read this because it's popular. Like it was on Goodreads.
I'm just, like,
and
really confused as to what the thought process was for that plot. Like what?
No, I don't. Well, so I looked it up.
Right, naturally.
It's inspired by Real Housewives, which I don't watch, but no. One of their like dynamics, like one of the relationships there, it was inspired by that. Mm. So I don't know, like the vibe. But anyways, sorry, that was like the longest
what a choice.
Ramble. I really had high hopes for it because it like looked like Evelyn and Hugo, and I love that book.
Yeah,
but don't recommend. So yeah. That's what I'm not hyper fixated on. Sorry for my rant. Let's go into our burning questions. Okay, on to our burning questions. You guys can submit at the link in our bio. It's all anonymous.
And this is where you submit questions, comments, concerns, and we answer them.
Yeah. Okay, this person says, Megan or Nikki?
Okay, I know I've been saying that I love Nikki's new album, and like I do really like her new album, and I like her music, and I think it's like a nostalgia thing for why I like her music. Mm-hmm. However, as a person, Megan, for sure, 100%.
I like truly don't really have an opinion. I'm not like educated enough to have an opinion.
Well, Nikki's married to like,
oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, then I agree with you.
Like, yeah, it's just I don't know. Megan.
Yeah, I also like don't know a lot about Megan. So.
I only listened to like a couple off of Nikki's new album. Yeah. And I know I've said it for like weeks that I was like hyperfixated on the like three that I was listening to.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's. Between the beef, Megan, for sure. Also, Nikki dropping the fact that her mom died and her diss, like, she was making the diss track about Megan, and then she was like, and her mom died. Like, she literally just said that her, like, Megan's mom died. And I was like, girl.
That's weird.
Get that out of your diss track. What are you doing? That's weird. It was so weird. Also, Megan's diss track is just superior. So,
Megan's lies. I don't know about this, like, I know, like, of the drama, but I don't, like, really care to, like, you know, deep dive
Megan's
into it.
Megan's lies. I'll give up, Nikki.
Love. Okay, this person says, hi, record of the year is for all aspects of a song, production, lyrics, mixing, etc.
We were trying to figure it out last week.
Song of the year is just for songwriting. Hope that helps. Thank you for writing that in because I was extremely confused between record and song of the year.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to have an answer for that.
Okay. This person says, can we talk about how Dancer Swifties have had 3 Super Bowls in like 3 weeks, UDA, Grammys, and the real Super Bowl. Love you guys. If you guys don't know what UDA is, it's like the...
I'm aware.
I think it's...
I've seen the lore.
College?
It's college, correct.
Dance team.
Did you get sucked into the lore?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. What is it?
But also you don't go on.
The internet. Something about me is I don't go on the internet.
Aspen posts, but she doesn't scroll. So like she never knows what's going on. There was like this huge. So a couple of the teams caught. I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was Ohio and like LSU. I might be wrong.
Yeah, that sounds right.
This person that might be writing in is probably like, Kaya, you stupid bitch. I wanted to talk to Aspen about this. Well, Aspen doesn't know, and I know. So
I've seen the videos, though, because I know it just happened. I've been watching all the dances.
Yeah, so like both of their routines were like insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also like twins. And the twins were on separate teams, but they were both like in the finals and they both won respectively, like in different categories. So it ended up being fine, but I did see the lore.
Okay.
So I agree with this person.
Love. Okay. This person says
there's been a lot going on in the world of like,
yeah, like there's so much going on. Like I can't keep up.
It's also literally February 4th. While we're
I know.
Recording. Like what is like January was 8 years
this year.
Long.
I know. Okay. This person says, how did you start making a podcast? To graduate high school in my town, we have to do a big project called Capstone. Can be basically anything. I guess what I'm asking is what systems or apps did you use and how did you start uploading on Spotify? So we record on GarageBand.
We are probably not the right people to ask this question to. I'm going to be so honest
with
you.
We record on GarageBand and we upload with Anchor/Spotify for podcasters.
Yeah.
Which is free. And yeah, if
or you can even just do it on your voice memos.
Yeah, voice
and
memos.
And you can edit in Anchor also.
Yeah. I would just watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah.
And also now we've been doing it for.
Yeah, but just look up Spotify for podcasters.
Like our 2-year anniversary.
And that should help you.
Our 2-year anniversary is
yeah,
April
it's coming
13th.
Up. Yeah. Okay, next question. I sent the question about a fantasy football team name, and I went back to listen how you guys talked about football then. Here lies Afterglow, 1647. It sounds like Bible verse. They're saying like the episode is called Here Lies Afterglow, and it's at minute 1647. But that literally sounds like a Bible verse.
Here lies Afterglow, 1647. That's my Bible verse.
Literally.
Wow, that was a rough episode for me.
They said, I thought it was funny how you weren't really into it, and now we get a weekly football update, and you guys are super excited about the Super Bowl. By the way, I used you're on Mahomes' kid because he was my quarterback, and I got third place.
Slay.
That is so funny.
Okay, that is really funny because you're so right. We were
no,
like, I have no idea what we're talking about. And
yeah.
Now every week, I'm like, here's our weekly football update.
Yeah, at least one of us knows.
And
it's
our
not
next
me.
Episode, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl.
True. Oh my god, that's crazy.
The literal Super Bowl, not our Super Bowl, which is the Grammys, which is today.
Yeah, but next week is the right. Actual Super Bowl, which like I truly don't care about. I'm only watching for Taylor Swift
and Travis.
Yeah. But yeah, those are all our questions. So if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, stories, please write in.
If you came to the show in Minneapolis, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
I want to know if yeah. You ended up here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
But those are all of our segments. We're gonna start watching the red carpet and the Grammys, and we're gonna try to like record every commercial break, so it's kind of like our live reactions to each thing that happens during the show, and just kind of piece it together. So let's see what happens.
I'm scared.
Me too. Here we go. Okay, so we watched the beginning.
Yeah.
It's the first commercial break, and so far, Dua Lipa performed.
Yep, Miley Cyrus won for best pop performance.
And Miley Cyrus had the best speech ever.
I'm so happy she won.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the speech, go watch the speech. And
Luke Combs just performed, and they showed Taylor
yeah.
singing along, as she does.
And she's always the only one standing
guys,
during
really
the performance.
Nervous. I'm getting really scared.
No, and I'm biting all my nails off.
I'm literally like, I'm anxious. Something's happening. Like, something has to happen. There's no way that they're joking about it this much without it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, and Trevor Noah gave the best, like, speech and joked about the NFL and,
yeah. and
cutting to Taylor
Cruz.
In the best way possible.
Yeah, like, he did it the right way. Trevor Noah is just, like, the elite
comedian
and, like, award show host. Like, he knows what he's doing, and he does it so well.
Yeah, and we were just saying that we love the Grammys because everyone like respects each other and actually like has like funny jokes. That's not just like putting other people down.
Right.
Oh, and he put down TikTok.
Yes, he did for screwing with UMG and like the artists, which was a slay.
Yeah.
Also, Taylor's outfit is insane.
Also, yeah. Also.
Also. Also.
Okay.
Also. I'm scared.
Also.
Also, her choker has a clock that's pointing to midnight.
Yeah.
On it. So.
And
that's
so could
funny
be like so many different things.
It's funny because this episode is gonna come out after everyone already knows what's happening, so they're gonna be listening to this like hee hee. I know something you don't.
I know. And like I'm my whole body's tense.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
We're okay. We're gonna be okay.
Okay. We're gonna keep everyone updated, even though everyone's already probably seen
right.
this, but you're getting our live reaction.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon.
Okay, while we were in the middle of watching the next segment, I realized that earlier there was a commercial for the Hilton, and I said to Aspen, I said, is this a commercial for the Eras Tour? Because it was like all these girls getting ready for what appeared to be a concert and like putting gems on their faces and trading friendship bracelets. And I was like, this has to be a commercial for the Eras Tour, but like by Hilton. And then someone just told me, they were like, wait, that whole commercial is in black and white.
Of course it was, because everything's in black
right,
and white because
is.
Reputation is getting announced.
Exactly. Taylor Nation's live right now on TikTok, or they're like active
tweeting.
Right now. Yeah.
Wow. So I'm convinced that Taylor got the whole entire nation involved in this.
Yeah, I'm like really worried.
Businesses.
Now. It just keeps getting more
artists,
and more concerning.
My stomach hurts. But also, SZA just performed, and she's an icon, and she had one of the best performances ever because the choreography was so cool with her like killing guys.
Right.
And that's all we needed to see.
It was really cool. I like knew she was going to do Kill Bill, but it was like perfect.
No, it was cool. And they got like lifted away and like it looked like they were like fighting like ninjas and the camera angles were really cool. And she's just cool. And now I'm just still shaking.
We're just like eating in between and stressing. We're stress eating specifically.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would call the scenario.
Let's like, we're watching commercial right now. We'll stop this once it comes back on, but we got to talk about Taylor's outfit really quick.
Yeah, the dress is insane. The gloves are insane. The hair?
Not insane.
Insane in a bad way. Insane derogatory.
She always has 2 out of 3 good. Makeup's like always good.
I feel like her hair hasn't been hitting lately.
No. Like I feel like she doesn't really know what's going on with it.
The last couple of red carpet looks have just not been.
No. But her hair at the Eras Tour looks great. Just down. Like it looks perfect.
Yeah, like she could have just worn it down or just put it up.
Yeah. Like, I wish she would have done like a long like fishtail braid down the side.
Right. Because she has it's like a waterfall braid basically.
Yeah.
But also I wish if they were going to do like the waterfall braid situation, I wish they would have like curled it or something.
Yeah.
Like it's just her natural kinda, like, wave right matted, now. And like, so it looks tangly.
Yeah, it does. But her dress fits her perfectly.
The dress is insane.
The jewelry is so good. The chokers. Jewelry,
the choker.
She has a fan that she like, when Trevor Noah was like, Taylor Swift is here, she was like conveniently walking in. And so she like put her fan out and fanned herself. And then instead of like covering her mouth when she was talking to Lana, she like used her fan.
Which is so iconic. And it literally has to be because of like the Selena stuff that happened at the last show.
But that's genius. No, and like, she looks like a princess.
It's so crazy. And the black gloves.
She's literally royalty. The princess dress, the gloves, the fan, the choker.
Yeah. But the dress just like, it makes her figure look so good because of the way that the bunching is on like her hip.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's perfect.
It's so good.
Catch you guys in the next segment.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Now we're recapping. Billie Eilish just performed with Phineas. What Was I Made For?
And she was wearing another Barbie outfit, like an actual outfit that Barbie wore.
Of course she was.
Because, right.
It was so cute. And she was so good.
Of course.
And she like did a little face at the end like, dang, I guess I just did that.
Her eyes were closed for like half the if not all of the performance. So she probably just was like so zoned out.
And then she kind of just started laughing at the end.
She's like, oh shit, I really just did that at the Grammys. That's crazy.
And then,
oh my God,
one of the best performances of our generation.
So, like, Miley Cyrus performed Flowers live on the Grammys.
Like, in the best outfit I've seen in years.
After winning her first Grammy.
That outfit is, like, comparable to Taylor Swift's opening Eras outfit to me, like, with how much I like it.
That is, like, one of the best outfits I've ever seen.
And it looks so good on her.
It was perfect.
And her hair looked cute.
It was just her, which is just, like, so good for the song. Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. And she, at the end, just, like, a little riff off, like, remix version at the end. And it was so good. And, like, Taylor was standing there, like, clapping and laughing when she said it was her first Grammy.
Yeah, she said, I just won my first Grammy.
Yeah, she, like, kept adding in little ad-libs throughout the song. And it was so good.
And she did such good dancing, and she was so confident.
In the very slight chance that you guys weren't watching the Grammys, you have to go watch that performance.
Yeah,
but I'm assuming our demographic, you all watch the Grammys.
Yeah,
but and if you did, go watch it again.
Yeah, honestly, I'm gonna go watch it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it again for sure. It was so good. I love her.
Yeah, she did so good. And like when she like threw the mic at the end and just like walked off stage, and everyone in the crowd, you could just tell that they were like, that was one of the best performances.
It was just so
the
iconic.
Grammys has
and it was
ever
like
had.
So Miley. It was so good.
She's so cute. I love her so much. She's such an icon.
And then they did, what was the category that they just even did?
Country album. Yeah.
Kelsea Ballerini lost.
Yeah. We did predict that.
None of
though.
Us knew one.
Yeah.
So good for her, I guess. But Kelsea kind of looked pissed, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, she had like a soft smile.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy.
But like, I kind of get it.
Yeah,
I would
I mean,
be sad
I
too.
I would be too. Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's
really
funny because like,
be
you
Kelsea.
Have to support like your nominees, but also like, you're kind of sad that you lost.
And also,
you know?
Like, I've literally never heard of that other girl in my life, which obviously doesn't mean a lot, but like, to be winning Country Album of the Year in my brain, I'm like, I should know who you are.
Yeah. No other updates with Taylor. They keep showing her, and she's just thriving.
Jack's hunched over eating his charcuterie. He's so real.
As he should be.
He's just like me for real. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
we just watched
showing.
We just watched Drew Barrymore and Billie Eilish hug.
I think Olivia's
just,
next.
Yeah, Olivia's next.
Okay,
oh,
BRB.
So
deep breath.
My God.
Olivia Rodrigo got bit by a vampire.
That was the cruisest I have ever seen. First of all, the dress, amazing. Love.
Yeah, she looks good.
Second of all, the emotion in her voice was insane.
Yeah. She was mad.
Like, she was so upset. Third of all, Taylor Swift standing on her feet singing along to Vampire.
She knew all the words.
Whoever it was that wrote into this podcast and asked us if we thought they had beef.
It's done.
You know how I feel about the situation. This, I literally had tears. I was crying.
Taylor's got no beef.
That was great. I'm so happy.
Now.
And I'm unwell. And
okay, but also when you talk about the most important part other than Taylor, the blood.
Yeah, the blood, like it was so perfect because it was like the it focus came out of nowhere. Was on her, but yeah. Then that was just like
she just like slowly lifted touch. Her arm.
Yeah,
and she was like, look at me, I got bit.
And then it just spread.
That performance kind of hit different after I saw Twilight.
Real. I forgot you just watched Twilight for the first time last year. Oh my god.
But yeah,
I just love Olivia so much. Like I was just saying before she went on, like every time she performs, I get so nervous because I would literally protect that girl with my life.
Yeah. I kind of feel like Taylor, like singing, like when that cameraman cut to Taylor singing, they didn't know the cultural impact that they were having. They just thought they were cutting to Taylor singing.
The video of us watching that performance, the scream that we scrubbed when they showed Taylor singing along, like that was everything I needed. Except now I really want a picture of them together so we can finally squash it. Yeah,
I need like it to be like mutual.
Yeah, because I need it to be squashed.
You know, Taylor would sing for anyone. Yeah. She stands constantly.
Yeah.
But like I do think she doesn't have any problems with Olivia.
Yeah.
But I need now the feeling to be reciprocated.
Yeah, like I need a photo of them together.
Yeah. Just to like at the prove.
First Grammys.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the Brits, I think. But yeah, still.
And I got it on a shirt.
Yeah.
And then I put the shirt away because I was like, is this like socially acceptable to wear?
Well, hopefully we get a new photo and then it can be socially acceptable again. All right.
Okay, well, everyone take a second to recover from that one.
That was a lot for me.
I'm currently trying not to throw up.
No, like genuinely, I don't know what to do, guys. This is... This isn't real. There's no way that just happened. Like, there's actually, like, I cannot believe that is happening and that's the name of the album. Like, what do you mean? That just, no, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Taylor what do you mean? Swift. It's okay, crazy.
Let me take you through the stages of our thought process here as Taylor Swift just won. What? I don't even know what she just won. Pop Song of the Year?
Maybe.
I don't even remember what the award was.
She
okay, so she got whatever award. Whatever Grammy she just won.
Her 13th Grammy.
Okay, no. We'll go through the whole time.
Okay.
She gets up. They show Olivia. Olivia's
I'm glad
clapping.
You're doing this because I blacked out. Yep.
They show Olivia clapping, which we scream out of joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
they
show Dua Lipa clapping. We scream out of joy. Yeah. They're playing Bejeweled. We're like, slay.
She's being Bejeweled.
And I say, there's no way she'd announce something this early. It would be later in the night, maybe the last thing. Like she did last time for Midnights. Well, was I wrong?
Yeah.
Something not so chill just happened.
Wait, what's that thing that's like, if I had a dollar for every time.
Oh, if I had a nickel
for every time Taylor Swift.
I was doomed by a puppet, I'd have 2 nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice, right?
If I had a nickel for every time we were live recording a podcast and Taylor Swift announced a new album.
During an award show.
I would have 2 nickels, which is not a lot, but it's weird that it's happened twice, right?
Yes. We should make that TikTok for this week.
It's so true.
That is like, I'm just like, there's... Also, the title.
I have a billion thoughts running in my head. What does this mean for the Eras Tour? She has a month off of April, so like it's going to be like a month off of promo.
It'll be a full album rollout, obviously, because it's not a re-record.
My first thought is like this. She said it was... Oh, my... I can't...
is the cell is going to change?
She said it was made...
That's my first
question. Since 2 years ago.
Which is before Midnights.
Midnights came out 1 year ago. So a year before Midnights came out, she was working on this album.
So... In my head, we just talked about this before we recorded because we just like were not well. We had to discuss before we got on the mic. But in my head, Midnights is like, well, she said this. It was a collection of her Midnights. So that was her writing songs based off of things that
her
she was re-recording as she was re-recording them. Because we all know the re-records are done.
Yeah.
Secondly, this new album, what's it called? I already forgot again.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Thank you. Which, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
That
is the weirdest name for an album I've ever heard. And I'm sure I've said that before, but like, yeah. This is crazy. It's so random.
Okay.
So my thought is she was writing this during her like break. Like, this is going to be the sad
breakup album. This?
You guys, and then Midnights was all of it.
You guys know I love sad. Like, no, I this is need this to be the most miserable, devastating, tortured album of all time.
Okay, so also that being said, I've seen whispers that it's like a cousin of Folklore, which I can see. But in my brain, it's like the sadder version of Midnights.
Yeah, it's like
based off of the like album cover alone.
Yeah, in my brain, it's like devastating. What Midnights. You're Losing Me was supposed to be on, yes. And then she was just pissed off one day, and she was like, "Nope, put it out."
Yeah,
and You're Losing.
They just showed her again.
Oh my god. I never watched that woman again in my life.
I feel like I just got stabbed in the stomach.
I'm fidgeting. Like, I feel like I'm not okay. Do you see my foot
bouncing?
What do you mean? Like, we're literally not okay.
No, we're, like, not well. Like, guys, this is really bad, actually. Like, I'm so serious.
Okay, we're going to watch the rest of the Grammys
and then hopefully
section.
Collect our thoughts.
Yeah, collect our thoughts.
And then come back to finish talking about this album and anything else that may or may not happen at this time.
Yeah. Because, like... what if Reputation is still coming?
I'm like really nervous. Like my stomach, I like literally feel like I could throw up.
Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Okay. If you guys want to see our reaction too, we filmed it.
Yeah.
We've been filming like our whole entire watching experience.
Yeah.
And we posted it. So it's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know how to podcast right now. I don't even know how to speak English. A new album.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I would like to say that
for everyone you were right.
Who's been listening to this podcast, I was right.
Yep.
I was right. I said it was going to be 2 re-records and then a new album just like she did last time. And lo and behold, here we are. Was I still shocked beyond belief? Yes. But I did say that. So.
I never thought she would do a announcement at
another award show, especially award the Grammys. Show.
Yeah, again. Like, same. I thought she had her fun. But she must have just loved that experience so much and thought
it
was so funny.
I also thought that way after she did the Speak Now TV announcement at a show. And I was like, well, yeah. And then she did it again.
Yeah.
So what the actual, like genuinely what the fuck?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll be back. So we'll just like recap the rest of the Grammys.
Yeah.
Because we just finished. So Miley won Record of the Year, which was iconic.
And her speech was like so chaotic. But like
she was like, she said, I don't think I forgot anyone, but I think I forgot to put on underwear.
Because she was wearing like a super high slit dress.
And then she walked away.
So funny. And then Taylor won Album of the Year for Midnight. And you guys. Presented by Celine Dion.
Like that was iconic. That, okay. I'm not trying to be like, make this about me, but like... You know, the Titanic's my Roman Empire.
Yes, I do know that.
My other Roman Empire is Lana Del Rey jackets, not for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, also the fact that she dragged Lana Del Rey up on stage with her was so funny.
And then her shout out to Lana saying, like, you have influenced so many female songwriters. Like, yeah. Seeing the 3 of them stand up there.
It was so funny.
That's my Roman Empire.
That's Aspen's entire, like, Spotify rap.
No, like, and then the Titanic, my heart will go on.
Yeah, that stage is actually Aspen's entire brain.
So funny. So, yeah, that was really important to me. And also, I just, like, we have some, like, revelations that we...
I also just want to say I can't wait for Travis Kelce to win the Super Bowl next weekend.
Yeah.
And then have them be an Album of the Year and Super Bowl winning couple.
4-time Album of the Year winner. Also, she was
also
shocked.
Wouldn't it be like his 3rd Super Bowl winning, too?
Don't ask me.
I think it's like his 3rd time winning the Super Bowl, or at least his 2nd. Don't quote me on that. It could just be a 2nd, but still
the ultimate insane. Power couple.
Yeah. Okay. But yes, we've had some revelations about the, okay. First of all, the name is like really weird to me. And I think we've discovered it's because the Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
And so it's like mixing in my brain.
Like in my brain,
confusing.
I want to say the Tortured Poets Society. The Tortured Poets Department. It like doesn't roll off the
like,
tongue.
Like what is the department is weird.
Yeah, the department.
Even if it was just like
the Tortured Poet.
Tortured Poet Slay.
Yeah.
Why are we putting department in? What does that have to do with anything?
I feel like we're going to figure it out. Like I feel like it's either going to get like and better in our brain.
Yeah. And I think because I remember when the Midnight's announcement came out, and again, I didn't feel like it was real.
Yeah.
But like, I vividly, like when we were watching that happen tonight, I was like, this is not right. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm watching like a movie or something. Yeah. Like, I was like, this isn't real.
But also, do you remember
and
when
I think
like,
it's because of the title.
It is. And do you remember when the track titles came out for Midnight's and we were like, yes, these are fake names.
Yeah.
Like anti-hero.
Yeah.
Like vigilante shit. Yeah. Now it all sounds so normal. But back then, I just remember being like, these are weird names.
Because her albums are never that long. Like the titles are never long. It's always like one word or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it's weird to me. Like, it's so long.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Department.
Yeah. Department is interesting.
Okay. Never mind. I'll tell you this after. Because I don't want anyone to steal my idea.
Okay. So here's some things that we found out. Well, first of all, I just realized that Taylor Nation changed their bio to, quote, the intern of the Tortured Poets Department.
Stop. That's funny. No. Oh my god, this is like the fact that we're getting a whole new era is so weird. Like, I knew that I was predicting that this would happen, but like, we're gonna get new music videos, new aesthetics.
It's all gonna be like black and white, like poetry vibe. Yeah. Like, I picture like it's gonna be all black and white.
I'm picturing like folklore level lyrics, but like
filmy.
We found out that it's also a pop synth album.
Yeah,
officially. So I feel like it's going to be like kind
Jack
of Midnight-y.
Jack Antonoff worked hard on this.
Like Midnight-y, but with like folklore level lyrics.
Guys, like, this is my dream. Oh my God. This is my dream.
I think it's literally just like Midnight's sadder sister.
Midnight's sounding folklore is my dream album. Yeah. Like, I want an album of Maroon, You're Losing Me, and Dear Reader.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Like, this is, oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, but it's going to be like black and white, and that's why she was wearing black and white.
Right. That's obviously why she was wearing black and white. That's why she changed the photo to black and white. We also realized that, so we all know the like alleged glitch of the website that was on purpose,
mm-hmm,
with like the 3-2-1, which was about the communication of a phone, but then the letters in it that scramble out to say red herring.
Mm-hmm.
And now, knowing what we know now, Rep was the red herring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She said, don't get too excited, not yet,
but it's coming,
but not yet,
someday.
Like, that's just so funny to me.
Yeah,
she literally was like, no,
I'm like a little confused about that, because I was like so sure
unless,
it was Reputation.
Unless what if red herring is one of the tracks on the Tortured Poets Department? I can't even remember the title when I say
that. The Tortured Poets Department.
Like, what if red herring is a title?
Yeah, it could be. And then something else about a phone, like, that doesn't have anything to do with Reputation.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess it'll all come in time.
Are we going to finally learn what the upside down phones are in the...
Don't.
In the Midnight's Mayhem with Me videos?
If I ever find out what that was.
Or was that her telling us that the upside down phones were red herrings?
No, like, what were the upside down phones for?
Why
real?
Was she holding them upside down?
That is my Roman Empire.
Anyway.
I can't even think about it. Okay.
Yes.
Also.
Which one are you going to say?
You're Losing Me.
Right. Oh, yes.
Jack Antonoff posted a story a while ago that was like Taylor eating these raisins. And he said, You're Losing Me is out today. A very special track from the Midnight Sessions that's finally streaming. Sorry, that's finally steaming, written and recorded at home on 12/5/21. So, like,
December 5th, 2021.
Like, yeah, it's February. So, like, that was pretty much 2 years ago. So, that would, like, prove our theory in thinking that, like, You're Losing Me could have been
like
on
the vibe.
Yeah, the vibe, or, like, could have been on this album. And, like,
I'm
they
just
were
start calling
like,
it
thinking,
poets because
yeah,
I just
poets.
Can't. It's too long. Sorry.
Yeah. Thinking of putting it on this album, but then like she decided to drop it randomly. So like that adds up with the timing.
Yeah.
Also, we have a few things,
guys,
to drop.
There's been some revelations in the intel.
So Variety tweeted on December 15th, 2022.
So 2 years ago.
And said, Joe Alwyn, this is just like an update. Like it's literally just like a,
it was from a
from
interview
an interview. Yeah.
With Joe Alwyn.
Yeah. Joe Alwyn and Paul Mescal, and I also saw like that someone else was in it with Andrew Scott. They have a WhatsApp group called the Tortured Man Club.
And then in this interview from 2022, Joe said, it hasn't had much use recently. And Paul said, I feel like we're much less tortured now in 2022. Well,
you know who was tortured during that time? Taylor.
And also, if you're about to feel real tortured.
Oh, that group chat's about to come back to life.
Additionally, if you're wondering why Taylor Swift put out an album on April 19th.
You guys, this is the most shocking piece of information. Like, the other stuff was like, oh, interesting. This, Taylor Swift hates him.
Here's a nice history lesson for you. On April 19th, 1775, the first shots of the Revolutionary War were fired at Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts. Meaning, the American Revolutionary War with England began on April 19th. And Taylor
Let me
Swift
just reiterate that. The war between America and the British, Joe Alwyn, Taylor Swift versus Joe Alwyn, was on April 19th. So basically, this album is a hate album towards Joe Alwyn, and I'm so excited.
I wonder if this is going to give us answers on the from Glitch, whatever yeah. the number is.
It's been... Wait.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
1,000... Wait.
It's been too long. We've had too much going on.
900 days of our love blackout.
Like, I wonder if we're going to get answers. Like, I wonder if April
190
is like,
days of our love. My brain's
well,
mushed.
I'm just like, I'm just wondering if like she, like if April 19th is just so happening to be the beginning of the Revolutionary War or.
Yeah.
If she is like, if it means something to her.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason in Glitch, I think that time is the time that they were dating.
I don't remember.
2,190 days of our love blackout.
Right.
365. So that'd be 6 years. So like I took that as like that's how long they'd been dating. Okay. Like she didn't want to be dating someone, and then she was like, well, it's been 2,190 days now.
She's really just putting out an album on the anniversary of the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
So that means we'll get Poets and then Rep debut. And then TS12 will be about Travis.
What do you think their 13th album will be?
That's terrifying to think about.
And also, like, I can't, like, ever see her stopping. But, like, I could see her stopping at 13. She, or at least taking, like, a break.
After her album of the year speech saying,
I want to do this forever. I'm like, yes, please. I'm eating up every word. I'm like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
And then on the podcast, you're like, I don't know. I think she might take a break. I'm like, okay.
I know.
Sure.
Sometimes I have to, like warn myself.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard because we've been, like, so spoiled for the last couple of years with, like, new content, new re-records, new albums.
Like, that you just have to be like, hey,
that you have
it's
to take
not going
to
be like this
and be
forever.
Like, the usual album cycle is 2 years.
Yeah.
And we're getting
so three
spoiled
albums
that, like,
a year.
I think after the re-record, she'll probably like pause. I'm assuming she's going to do the last two re-records during tour at some point because tour goes till next December.
Yeah. But she really did every 2 years for new albums because she did 2022 was. I guess it was like a year and a half because 2022
was Midnight
in November.
Yeah, you're right.
And or October. And
I
then
feel like you have to keep it that way with new albums, though, because of the album awards.
Yeah. I just can't, like, the Eras tour. I can't even think about it.
Yeah. This
like, what is she going
to
do?
Like, really scary to me. Like, I said this earlier, but I said she might. What if she cuts like one song from each era so that she can make room for the Poet era?
Yeah, because it'd be different if her tour was ending.
Or.
Because she could or, like, she could just not play any of the songs.
Right. What if the
and
Eras,
then do a tour of it.
Exactly. What if the tour ends in December? She wraps at the Eras and then like debut and Rep come out. And then next year she does the Poets tour.
But I can't like imagine her being on tour and then just ignoring it in surprise songs, you know?
I think it'll still probably count for surprise songs. I just don't know that it'll get its own section.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah,
unless she changes it, because she is coming back to the U.S. So like,
yes,
yeah, so
maybe those
US
dates
leg.
Are like I don't know. I like I can't even either. Like predict it. Like there's I don't even have like a theory.
I don't either. Also, I feel really bad for like the Tokyo people who really thought they were gonna get a Rep announcement.
Yeah,
because it's not coming now. If it comes, it'll be way later. Like she's not gonna take away from this.
Yeah. I feel like rep will come, well, every time it changes. But now I'm like, maybe next winter.
I'm wondering if it's going to be, well, I'm just thinking again, like, if she wants to rap. Okay. Also, no. You know, why does you don't, no. Why does You Don't Own Me start at 2:23 at the Eras Tour every night? What was that for?
Yeah, that's a great question.
In my head this whole time, it's been like February 23rd, which I guess it still could be. She still could own all of her albums by February 23rd of next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she could keep like, like if she releases. Okay, so let's. Okay. She releases Poets on April 19th.
Yeah.
Then she does like one of them in like maybe August, September.
Yeah.
And then the last one in February.
Yeah, because it could be debut, which is like a summary album, yeah, and then end with Reputation. There will be no more explanation. But I kind of like debut last.
I,
like,
I, kinda, I still think it's going to be debut, yeah, last.
But like a debut is not a winter album.
God,
and like
I'm
rep
so,
is.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But like 1989 is a summer album, but it's always been released in October. So
yeah, maybe she doesn't care about that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, think about the season so much with the
albums.
I know,
me too. I think more than she does, probably.
Yeah.
There's something else I was going to say, and I forgot what it was.
I just, like, I've never felt more sleep deprived in my life.
No, like, this weekend wasn't real.
And also, I've never, like, been more confused.
I know.
And I just know I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, when you feel like you're like in
that's
a dream.
That's how I felt like an hour after I figured it out and I finally had the capacity to look at the album cover.
Like in the morning, I'm going to be like, huh?
Yeah. I'm just really confused.
But yeah. Also, like next week, I feel like I will have more thoughts.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk a lot more next week.
My stomach like hurts thinking about the album coming out.
I just like don't feel like this happened.
No. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry for the crazy episode, but, like, you can blame Taylor. It's not our fault. We were just trying to have, like, a nice, quiet Grammy-watching episode, and Taylor just decided to do, like, the most crazy thing possible and not drop Reputation and announce a brand new album. So,
but I can't believe this has happened twice to us. Like, that's crazy.
I know. But this was, like, such a good Grammys. Like, Taylor aside,
yeah,
Miley won,
one.
Billy won. Like, everyone was happy. Everyone looked so cute. I loved everyone's outfits. Like, it was a good Grammys.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And it was just fun to see Lana at an award show.
Real.
I love that. I love that girl. Okay, well, follow us on Instagram at Burning the Disco Down Pod. And you can follow us on TikTok and you can see our reactions to Taylor announcing.
I have the whole thing recorded. I've
everything.
Got every single thing that's relevant recorded. So,
and you will see our reactions. And we are wearing matching Reputation.
Yeah, we clowned
outfits.
Bad. Okay, well, how was I supposed to know she's gonna drop an album called?
Yeah, imagine
the Poets Department, like
the Tortured Poets Department.
How was I? So I would have never guessed that in a million years. Like that would have been the last title I would have guessed.
Okay,
so random.
We need some time to process our thoughts. We will talk to you guys next week. Good luck.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Goodbye.